You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio, as always, by my friends and colleagues, Carol Flammer and Todd Youngblood. Carol, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well today.
Great. Todd, how about yourself?
I am splendiferous.
Splendiferous. Outstanding. Well, today's going to be a great show. I want to get right to it. I want to welcome our first guest. I want to welcome Bob Rademacher, who is the VP of Coulter Signature Homes. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hey, nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Before we get into it, Bob, take a second. Just tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in home building for 20 below years, too many, but recently in the last couple of years came on board with Coulter Signature Homes to develop their active adult brand, which they're coming out in the Southeast over the next 2 years with. And so we've kind of been fortunate enough to build the blueprint for that active adult platform right here in Atlanta.
So Bob, I know you've been out at Crestwind on Lake Lanier for the past couple of years. Tell us a little bit about Crestwind.
Well, Crestwind is the opening shot, if you will, of Coulter Signature Homes active adult brand. And what we're trying to do is concentrate and focus on things that are very different for the buyer in the active adult segment. There's a lot of me too out there. We get a pool, they get a pool, we get this, they get that. What we're trying to do is be very different and show an active adult platform that's much different than what's currently being offered out there in the market. And I think we're showing great success in that endeavor.
Well, having Lake Lanier nearby is a little help in being different, but what other kind of things? Well, and what are you doing to take advantage of that location?
Well, the location's fantastic. We've got a full marina right on Lake Lanier that you can buy a boat slip. You can enjoy the lake in many different ways. We have HOA slips that are just used for anybody's common use as well as slips that can be purchased. That's very exciting, and people love the lake. It's certainly a huge draw. There's lots of other things about the community that are fantastic, too, mostly 95% private lots, so you back up to woods, very nature-oriented. Over half of our community is dedicated to natural spaces, and so we're not developing over half. And so you just have to see it to believe it. It's really much different than what you normally see in active adult community.
So I was out there recently, as you know, and it really is beautiful, gorgeous views, a beautiful community. And I was most impressed that you just opened this huge clubhouse. Tell us about the clubhouse.
The clubhouse is 40,000 square feet heated.
40,000?
40,000 square feet heated.
Holy cow.
It's, we're trying to figure out whether we're the smartest or the not so smartest people in home building right now. Yeah, it's spectacular. And it does have all the Me Too things that I was talking about, as indoor pool, outdoor pool, and billiards room, and a big party area. And
got
bar.
A gym?
Yes, it's got a full fitness facility and everything that comes along with those types of things. But what makes the community a little bit different, and which makes the clubhouse a little bit different, is we focus on three different aspects of the way people live rather than just the things. It's rather than here's where you drink a beer and here's where you work it off on a treadmill. We're more about fitness, nutrition, and relationships. And what we've found is those three things combine to make a better quality life ongoing. And so fitness, nutrition, and relationships are the focus of our overall programming within the building. And so the building's a building, and it's fantastic. I mean, it's the most beautiful building ever. And I certainly would encourage everybody to come out and take a look at it, because it's spectacular. But more important than that is what's going into the building. That's people having a great time, along with taking care of themselves and their futures.
Well, you said one of my favorite words a minute ago, nutrition. Talk a little bit more about that. How do you fit that in?
Well, we have chefs that come in. We've got a full demonstration kitchen, a room that'll hold 55 people, and they can actually watch video on while it's occurring.
So classes.
Cooking classes, nutrition classes, all that kind of stuff is readily available.
So talk a little bit about the mentoring outside the community. I know that's something you shared with me when I visited, and I think it's definitely a difference.
Well, it is a big difference. What we want to do is really be a part of the community, and in that, we want our residents have a lot of experience, and they have a lot to offer everyone in the community. But mentoring business startups, young people that are getting together trying to make a go of it, and a lot of wisdom sits behind the gates at Crestwind. And so what we do is we try to hook those people up that are interested in mentoring new business or things like that. They also do Meals on Wheels and volunteer at the hospitals and things like that. But it really allows our residents to share and what they already know and pass that on to somebody else. And I think they find that very appealing. And, a reason to get up every day and go, you know what, I'm meaning something to the community today.
All right. We'll be back with Bob Rademacher after this commercial break.
Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all, a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799.
All right, and we're back with Bob Rademacher with Coulter Signature Homes.
So, Bob, you also just opened a phenomenal new home model park. And again, there's some big differences in the way you designed those floor plans. Share those with our listeners.
Well, a lot of experience later, and I think probably making a lot of mistakes later, we've learned by them. One of the things I did personally 4 years ago was researched and focus grouped and surveyed over 2,500 active adults. What we found from that survey was the top 10 things that they wanted in their homes. And over again, it was said the same way. We've taken each one of the top 10s and we've put them into every one of our homes. And so that's number one. We know that we are providing them what they wanted and what they've surveyed to. And the error factor in that survey was very, very small. So we feel like we're right on target with that. And we've been told so. Little things like they don't really want the big bathtub and a medium-sized shower. They'd rather have a large shower with a seat in it and no bathtub. And so that's what we offer standard. And there's many, many things like that. And like I said, at least the top 10 are in every one of our homes. In addition to that, we've introduced what we call focal point design, which means that no matter where you look, down a hallway or something, there's a point of interest or an entire window or something that is of interest everywhere you look in every direction in every home. It's also balanced design, which means you'll never see windows offset. They'll all be equidistant from all the corners in a room and things like that. All of our trim packages throughout, whether it's the windows, the doors, everything, all of it lines up exactly all the way around the house. So the house feels more comfortable as you're going through it. You don't have all this what we call visual noise happening around you. And so we've paid a lot of attention to that. In fact, if you go out and you see any one of our 9 fully decorated models out there, you'll notice that even the screws on all of the outlet plates are all facing exactly north and south.
So that's attention to detail.
Every little detail that we can put into them, we've painstakingly done, going through the prototype process and making sure that our plans were perfected before we put them on the market. And I think they're pretty close right now.
Now, you're talking about all these little detailed things, and I'm sitting here nodding my head. As in, I would never think about the north-south facing switch plates. Mm-hmm. What's the reaction of folks when they see it? I mean, I got to believe that you walk into that kind of a home with everything proportional, the focal points, that it really strikes folks as different. What's the reaction you're getting?
Well, what happens is they notice it when we point it out. And then they go home and they go, my house is filled with visual noise. And when they come back, they tell us. And you know what? You can't help it. When you go through, you'll go, no matter who it is, you'll go home and look at your own house and see if it was built with that kind of attention to detail. And when you find out that it wasn't, I think you're maybe a little bit more apt to come out and see us again.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like feng shui. You don't notice that it feels better until you go back to something that doesn't feel as nice. But you think about it, how many houses do you go in and you find a piece of trim by a window that's like cut in half to make it fit before the wall that's next to the window? You don't see any of that in Coulter Homes.
No.
And then you've got this beautiful model park. And I think the homes range from, was it 1,400 square feet?
1,350.
1,350. And then what's the on the high end?
About 3,000 square feet. And that's just for the single level. Everything is ranch style or one story, and that you can also get a basement. And so when you figure the lower level in, you can get almost 6,000 square feet if you want to finish all that.
Wow.
So it ranges from 1,350 to 6,000.
I need to loop you back to the cooking and that 40,000-foot clubhouse. What kind of outdoor facilities are associated with that clubhouse?
Well, we've got an overlook that overlooks Lake Lanier. It's right on the lake, and so you can enjoy a beverage of your choice and sit out and watch the sunset over the lake, which is very nice. We have a pavilion that's also an amphitheater. The amphitheater is for entertainment and things like that, but it also it has a 15-foot drop-down screen, so it's almost like we're sending everybody to drive in without the car at night, because we have movies outside in the evenings, especially when the fall comes up and the time is earlier and things like that. We'll have outdoor movies. The amphitheater holds about 400 or 500 people. And so that's there. We have bocce ball courts and pickleball courts and horseshoes and swimming pool and big chimney area, grill area. You know, it's just about every tennis, everything you would want to do back there is available.
And you have a number of social clubs and then also some on-site staff that can help with planning events. Is that correct?
Yeah, full-time activity director, sure, and fully staffed and maintenance and everything. Everybody's right there on site every day.
Pickleball?
Pickleball.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, pickleball is in between ping pong and tennis. You don't have to run around as much as you would with tennis, and you're not as stationary as you would be. It's usually played with doubles.
This is my kind of game.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's age appropriate. Oh. Surprised you don't know what it is.
Pickleball's huge in the active adult group. It is.
I'm wounded again.
All right. Well, Bob, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, where can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Coulter Signature Homes?
Well, I'd really love for anybody that's interested to go on our website at cressswind.com. That's cresswind.com. Or they can come by anytime. We're at the corners of 53 and 369 in Gainesville. And certainly give us a call at 770-532-4926. Again, that's 770-532-4926.
All right. Well, Bob Rademacher, VP of Coulter Signature Homes, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us
today.
Thanks
for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps our first segment. We'll be back with our next guest after today's Deal of the Day.
So, Todd, what time is it?
Delaney, it's time for today's Deal of the Day. So, Carol, what have you got for us?
I have a special incentives from Azalea Homes. So they are offering incentives and discounts at all their communities, including $5,000 in closing costs.
All their communities?
All their communities. So at their south, and they're different per community. So we'll talk about, I guess they've got both communities. They've got two communities open right now. So in Waterford Commons, which is South Fulton, they've got a free move-in package, which is available on all existing inventory homes and includes a full house, 2-inch, faux blinds, as well as a black Whirlpool refrigerator and washer dryer set. And if that's not enough, you can also get 40% off options and upgrades already installed in current inventory homes, and reduce pricing on all pre-sale homes, and then the $5,000 in closing costs on all home purchases.
Well, that's quite a laundry list of things you can get.
It really is.
$5,000 in closing, that's significant.
It is definitely significant. It would certainly make a dent in closing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are they both in South Fulton?
So now Waterford Commons is in South Fulton. Then they've got two communities. I apologize. I said one earlier, but two in Kennesaw, Kenyon Farms and Edgeboro Park. And there they're offering 40% off included options, as well as upgrades on existing inventory homes, $5,000 in free options on upgrades on all pre-sale homes, or $5,000 in closing costs on all home purchases.
Gosh, I love that out in Kennesaw. Good old West Cobb is rebounding, coming back.
Yes, they do have, you know, and their Kennesaw communities are a little bit different. The Kenyon Farms community is a small enclave of homes, and it is in Cobb County. It's a 23-home community, so it's an intimate little community, and it's near historic Kennesaw Mountain, which we all love, and it's in the sought-after Kennesaw Mountain High School District.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I love those little communities that just 20-plus homes. I think those are very, very nice.
Yeah.
You get to know everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in that community, Azalea has 7 of those homes. You know, they took over the neighborhood from a previous builder. So they have 7 homes, and they're on a cul-de-sac. So everybody loves that, too. And they're heavily wooded lots.
Oh, nice.
And specifically, it's located on Mac Dobbs Road, just north of Stilesboro. So sort of in your neck of the woods, Don.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. And they're
I got to drive by there.
You'll have to drive by and check it out. They're 4 to 6 bedroom homes. They've got 2 or 3 car garages, and they're priced from the mid-2s.
Good Lord. You know, the prices this month has just been outstanding.
Well, there are some amazing deals in Atlanta right now.
Well, and yeah, not only the prices. I mean, the mortgage rates are down again. It's 3%, 3.something%, and that 200-something for 6 bedrooms?
6 bedrooms, yep. Then their other West Cobb community, Edgeboro Park, it's also kind of in that same area. It's directly off of Stilesboro, again, convenient to Kennesaw Mountain, and it's just 13 homes with lots of green space throughout the community. So sidewalks throughout, great walking neighborhood. And then there's 6 homes there that they have that feature full daylight basements on a half acre, wooded, again, cul-de-sac home sites. And these homes start in the low 4s.
Nice. Wow. Nice. And that full daylight basement. I mean, if I'm going to buy a house, I got to have a full daylight basement. I mean, you can just you finish that thing off. You can have all kinds of good stuff down there.
Now, basements are fabulous. I mean, you could have a home theater. You could put in a pool room, play darts, or have a place to send the kids to make their own mess.
Yes.
I mean, you know, just having somewhere that the kids can pull their bikes in and out of. You know, if you don't want them in the garage, you could have them in the basement.
Well, I want to go back to South Fulton because it's about time I hit a little more urban. What? Tell us more about that South Fulton community.
All right. So Waterford Commons is located in one of the most sought after areas of South Fulton. It's Sandtown's desirable 30331 zip code. And these are, you know, new homes. They're convenient to everything that the Camp Creek Marketplace has to offer. If you guys haven't been down there, it's really phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I drove through there when I was like, oh, I could shop there and there and there and there as I drove down the road.
And right by the airport, too.
Right by the airport. And this neighborhood is really neat. It's got 100 acres of green space.
Wow.
Sidewalks throughout. They have a clubhouse, a junior Olympic pool, a separate splash pool with a mushroom and a water feature, tennis courts, and a playground. And again, I've been down there. This is a beautiful community. The streetscape's gorgeous. It's located in a nice area. You've got convenient shopping. And there's, you know, 261 families who've already moved in. So it's a very well-established neighborhood. I know a lot of times people hear there's all these amenities that are built, and they worry that it was a stalled neighborhood and that they're going to get stuck paying the HOA. But nothing to fear. Already 261 families moving in, and Azalea is building on 78 home sites. So they have, you know, 78 to develop and finish.
And you did say 100 acres of green space?
100.
That is a ton of space.
It's a lot of space. So talk about the kids having room to, you know, fly a kite or play kickball or just, you know, grow up being kids.
Yeah, and let them go into that daylight basement with all the mud they tracked in from that.
Yeah.
Carol, where can people get more information on
so
all
they can
these?
Get more information, Todd, by going to azaleahomesga.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. I'm anxious to welcome Mr. Terry Swanson, who is a broker with Century 21 Results Realty Services. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Before we get into it, Terry, take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I spent 7 nice years going through college and bartending, and I was, gladly enough, I was able to get a job with Centex Homes back in 1992. Started my career in new home sales, spent 6 years with them, and then went into business with my mother and opened up Results Realty Services in 1998, actually April Fool's Day.
No fooling, huh?
No fooling.
Yeah.
It's just, I was hoping you were going to let that go.
So you opened up Results Realty Services, and now you've changed a little bit, and you're Century 21 Results Realty Services.
That is
so,
correct.
So tell us a little bit about your new company and your new venture.
Well, you know, spending 13 years being an independent broker, fighting against the franchises, it's quite a different measure of going into a franchise, and it has been wonderful. A lot of synergies because we do still own the company and we're 100% in control of that. And Century 21 provides us tools, relocation, all those things that we didn't have before or couldn't fund. And that's really been the game changer for us.
Talk a little bit more about that from the buyer's perspective. I mean, I can understand for yourself why being with Century 21 is a heck of a plus, but what about the buyer?
Well, for the buyers, we have a lot of tools that we didn't have before to help with confidence, negotiating different contracts, and different tools that our agents have to help the client feel more comfortable in the decisions that they're making. Really, for the sellers, it comes down to relocation business, more eyes on your website, more internet coverage, and really a huge global connection that we did not have before.
Yeah. Now you mentioned internet coverage there, and you're doing some work with video, as I understand it.
That is correct.
Tell us about that.
We started doing a little vlog and blog about 2.5 years ago. My IT director, Adam Lefevre, came to us and wanted to do something a little different. Well, what was being done out there, and we wanted to do our own little spin on it. So we've spent the last 2.5 years really focusing on trying to provide good content, making it relevant information, and doing the right things out there on the video.
So how often do new videos air, and where would somebody go to find one?
They can go to talktoterry.com, and that's where the videos are held. And we record them about once every 2 months to once a quarter so that we have fresh content. We've been doing some interviewing, but it's trying to stay in touch with the market trends, what's going on, and making it relevant in a lighthearted yet informative way.
You know, I'm going to get back to the buyer's perspective again. How would I use the video? I mean, how can I best take advantage of the information you're sharing on that video blog to help me make a good decision, probably in a community I may not be at all familiar with?
Well, one of the things we have been doing is interviewing builders to get their perspective, because builders are starting to make some great moves out there and putting finances on the line, and you're seeing a lot of sticks and bricks going in the air that is, you know, causing a lot of people to get interest, energy in the marketplace. And so one of the things is really trying to have builders' perspectives of why they're putting money in the market today and what are they seeing, which is interesting. And the other thing is studying the trends of what's really going on in the marketplace so that we can have comfort with the clients so they know exactly where we are in the trend lines, not just is demand up, but what is the demand that's selling out there today.
So talking about new homes and builders, what new home communities do you represent currently?
Right now we've got 27 communities that we're in, whether it's one home being built or 30 to 40 homes that we have to go through, variety of stages of construction spread from the west side of Atlanta over to the Gwinnett area.
You mentioned trends twice in your earlier comments. What kind of trends are you seeing?
Some areas, it's very pocket-centric as far as schools being delivered. So when you look at the market as a whole, there can be a lot of misleading things for Atlanta because the south side of Atlanta is tremendously different from the north side of Atlanta. I live up in Forsyth County, and we see a whole lot of new construction going on out there. And new construction is really specifically school-centric right now, but you're finding different high schools are having tremendous power out there. That's what we see as being one of the most exciting things. Now, we've got banks to work through. Everybody's heard of shadow inventory and the question around that. The great news is we see demand significantly on the rise. Prices, although some of them are still falling, whether it's the area or whatnot, we're seeing things start to balance out on the prices as well. And so with the demand going up over time, it's very, very solid and very good standing as far as the trends and what we see going on.
All right. We'll be back with Terry Swanson after this commercial break.
Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all: a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799.
All right, and we're back with Terry Swanson, a broker with Century 21 Results Realty Services.
Terry, just before the break, you were talking about trends, and I kind of follow mortgages, trying to figure out where the heck they are going next. I mean, they went down and down, and now they seem to be going down again. Pull out your crystal ball. Tell us what's happening in that world.
I'm just excited to see where the rates are today. We kept saying, how much better can the rates get? And they just keep dipping. And so I don't think anyone's – when we look back in 5 to 10 years, everybody's going to be really disappointed if they didn't take advantage of the market we're seeing today with the prices where they are and the interest rates where they are. You could not find a better opportunity than whether it's investment properties, rental, your new home purchase, moving up. It is an awesome opportunity. And my crystal ball is, who knows? Every time you say 90 days out, they're going to drop, they'll rise. Every time you say they're going to rise, they're going to drop. That's what I've seen since 1992, if you really track it. So I think it's kind of humorous. But you couldn't find a better opportunity than right now.
Yeah, we're certainly starting to see that buyers have more confidence in the market, and they're out there buying new homes again, which is nice to see. Which of your communities do you see the most velocity in?
Well, again, it goes back to school-centric. And, you know, my office is right down the street in South Forsyth County. Robert Shepard, our new homes director, covers the new homes specifically. We do see a lot of traction in whether it's Smyrna, whether it's parts of Cherokee or Forsyth. The high school areas are driving it, and then it's dependent on price. Forsyth County, South Forsyth specifically, we're seeing prices actually go up in the fives and sixes on the new construction. We've had two contracts in the high sevens, low eights. Pre-sales.
Wow.
When was the last time we saw that going on? So there's very exciting stuff in all price ranges going on out there right now. And the builders are smarter today than have ever been. So,
Terry, you mentioned investment properties a little while ago. What kind of things are folks investing in now?
You know, the rental market, if you could go borrow money at 3.5-4% on an investor loan, you could not find a better opportunity, because the rental market should be strong for the next 3 to 4 years, given the fact that we've had all the foreclosures, the short sales, and people are going to be, you know, hindered by being able to get a loan in the upcoming years if they went through that. So we're seeing a lot of rentals go up in their pricing per month. And so you could not find a better opportunity to invest in real estate than in the rental market right now. So that's one opportunity. And you're also seeing a surge towards beach properties and stuff. Florida's having some great things go on as well. So seeing a lot of different pockets that have really struggled that are starting to have some life come back to them. And that's going across the country. When we go to different conferences and we hear every single conference we go to, there's energy there that has not been there. And people, if you don't have the production yourself, you know of somebody personally that does.
That's a wonderful trend that we like to hear about. It's just been so, you know, suppressed over the years. It's nice to see that coming back with the second homes. What other trends do you see that maybe, you know, our listeners haven't, you know, noticed yet in the market?
Well, the interesting thing is we've always been talking about shadow inventory over the last several years. And I've talked to REO agents out there that I haven't heard of one agent that says, oh, I've got a flood of homes coming. They're actually all saying, I've got a dribble compared to what I used to get. And so we don't really know what's going to be going on with bank properties, REOs. What are they really sitting on? And that seems to be the question. Is we're almost getting a euphoric state right now, going, wow, supply is down dramatically, demand is on the rise. How much better can it get? And the question mark hangs around bank properties. What's really out there? What's not? And that has yet to be seen. So I'm kind of euphoric in a cautious way. It feels good. It feels great, actually.
What about foreclosures, short sales? Is that similar kind of trend there?
Yeah, because it's all from the bank stuff. What is really going on? We're seeing short sales. We're about 25 to 30% of the marketplace around many pockets in Atlanta as far as number of closings percentage-wise. The more that banks can get rid of the what would be a foreclosure through a short sale, the better off we're going to be. And so the question really becomes down to how much are they getting rid of by doing the short sales, and how much better are they going to get so we don't have that mass wall of foreclosures or REO properties come back. So I think they're getting better at what they're doing with the short sales, and that will overall help in leveling things off.
What kind of amenities are folks looking for now? Any differences there? Is it the same sorts of things?
You know, with the new construction, we're seeing the higher price you go, the more amenities in the home. The homes are the big drawing card for most of the new communities versus in the 90s and early 2000s, it was amenities that would draw them there. Now it's more appointments of the home and how good new feels and all that stuff. So older neighborhoods, you really need to have a strong amenities package. Newer neighborhoods, it's focused on the home more than it is the amenities.
Well, Terry, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Century 21 Results Realty Services?
Well, they can check out our company website at www.youneedresults.com. That is youneedresults.com. My blog site is talktoterry.com. And our office number is 770-889-6090.
Okay. Once again, Terry Swanson, a broker with Century 21 Results Realty Services. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
All right, my friends, that's a wrap on today's show. You can find us on iTunes or AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. In fact, we sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes if you enjoy today's broadcasts. So on behalf of today's guests, Bob Rademacher and Terry Swanson, my co-hosts, Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.